It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Lover of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, for that introduction. And thank you, Leland, my spiritual grandson, who sings the prayer, the theme song for BPN. And he wrote that and recorded that for BPN. You can't get it anywhere else. Thankful today to have you listening on this Thursday. It's the day of intercession. And yesterday we talked about the Azusa Street Revival. And tomorrow on the broadcast, we'll have Dr. Larry Martin, who's written, I think, of it, 7 books on the revival of Azusa Street. Why do we talk about the past? Because in order to know the future, we must understand what has happened in the past. And whatever God has done in the past, He will do it again. Today we have an intercessor on with us, Deborah Davenport, who we've known her and her husband Brian for many years. And she's going to be on with me today. We're going to be praying and interceding. I just sense that the Holy Ghost is up to something really, 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 really big in this nation. And I know that many people are talking about a summer of violence, a summer of stress and anxiety, a summer of upheaval in America. And those forecasts could be accurate, but what I'm believing for is a summer of revival, a summer of great outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon churches and people groups and cities and all across this nation, all across this land. So we have some really big stuff to talk about. So, Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name that your will be done Your will be done concerning the broadcast here today on this Thursday on BPN Radio. We're so thankful for the people that have joined us and are praying with us here today, every day. And Lord, I know that you spoke to me years ago to begin to gather prayer groups. I started that in 1967 when I gathered a group of young people as a pastor in Holiday, Texas, a group of young people going to school every morning who would come to the church and pray. And then Gene and I had a ladies' prayer group at 9 o'clock each morning, Monday through Friday, seeing incredible results, interceding, which we're doing today. So, Father, we are praying for 1,000 prayer groups and who are led by 1,000 prayer leaders. So primarily, we are praying and calling for 1,000 prayer leaders, someone that wants to lead prayer in your neighborhood, on your college, university campus, in your business, wherever it may be, that you just say, I want to gather some people and I want to pray, and I'm going to lead them at least once a week, and we're going to pray. And we are going to pray for the needs of a nation. You know, I'm sending out, for those of you that are becoming a part of our 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer groups in America, I'm sending out a weekly list of things that I would like for you to pray about. That means if we can have 1,000 prayer leaders who are leading a prayer group every week, and we are agreeing on some of the same things, we become, ladies and gentlemen, we become a force in the earth. It's amazing. It's all you have to do. All you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there's a little application, a little short application. It's not complicated. And if you would just fill in the blanks there, and then you submit that, then we can list your name and where you are leading your prayer group. If it's in a church, we'll call the name of the church. If it's a private group where it's just you and it's not a public meeting, then we will list that as a private group. So anyhow, it's not complicated, but we need your participation. We believe the list is growing. We're sending out that list every Monday. We believe the list is growing. We'd like to include you. We have a couple of people that have signed up to lead prayer on Facebook. How do you do that? Well, you just put your prayer, I guess, on Facebook and see if people will pray with you. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but you can be very creative. So, Father, we just come boldly into your presence today on this Thursday. Bring thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that you would give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. And if you need some help in praying, you can just go to our website, our prayer website, letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com. And you can click on the resource button. And I've got some prayer CDs that you can pray by. Everything I have is free of charge. And some churches I know in the past have just put on my daily prayer, which lasts exactly 60 minutes. However you want to do it, however I can help you, that's what I want to do. Because I know that for 30 years, I've been traveling across America, different places of the world, asking people to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We need it more than ever before. So we're going to intercede today. I appreciate Todd Mooring doing background music for me, one of my spiritual sons. And the father of Leland Mooring. And I'm so thankful to have him today. Michael Schonborn is the producer, and Arena Capisco is the engineer. We're all working together. And Godfrey Bertle's going to sing a prayer song. And then I'm going to get Deborah Davenport on the line. And we are going to intercede together. So stay tuned. Okay, it's great to have here on BPN Radio on this Thursday. A longtime friend of Gene and I's, Deborah Davenport, who is a true intercessor, and we're going to do some intercessory prayer today. She's been on before, and I believe if there's any need in this, if there's any need in this nation, it's for people, men and women, who will intercede on behalf of a person, a people group, a city, a nation. And so we're going to pray together. And I've asked Deborah to join me here on BPN Radio today. And we are going to pray. And you know, when we do intercession, we not only pray with our understanding, we pray with our spirit. And when I started BPN Radio several months ago, I just purposed in my heart that I was not only going to pray with my understanding here on BPN, but I was also going to pray in the spirit from time to time, and just risk offending people that may not believe in speaking in tongues or praying in tongues. But it's if it's necessary, it's necessary. And so we're going to be praying today. Deborah, good to have you on BPN today.
Thank you, Dale. It's good to be here.
And appreciate you and your husband Brian's friendship, relationship over these many years that we have known each other. And the four of us have prayed together on many occasions. Yes. And I just felt like today on this Thursday, I've really been crying out to God for, as you know, for many years, for spiritual awakening in America. And I just had a wonderful time of prayer yesterday. And I want us just to spend time interceding today. I really sense, you know, I'm calling for, my voice is a little raspy today, but I can still pray. I'm calling for 1,000 prayer leaders in America who will lead some type of prayer group. And I just sense that out of some of these prayer groups, there's going to be a breaking forth. And it may be, I've been saying it may be in a funeral home. It may be in a club. It may be in a pub. It may be in the back room of a restaurant. It may be in a church. It may be on a college, university campus. It may be in the room of a business. I don't know where all it's going to happen, but I just sense that on the streets, on some street in cities in America, there's going to begin to be an incredible outbreak. I call it, you know, this is Breakout Prayer Network, but I've been calling it an outbreak. There's an outbreak of the Holy Ghost, and I know,
yes.
I know that it can come very quickly, very suddenly. And it doesn't have to happen in a church. You know, I'm a local church guy, but it can happen at any place. And I've been prophesying that we're going to have revival in the streets of America that will spill over into churches. And churches can teach and train, have a meeting place. But I believe that revival is going to break out in the most unusual places. And, you know, I've been calling for young people to come out of obscurity, preach to their generation. So I believe the Holy Ghost is up to something. And so we're just going to intercede today. And I just want you to pray however the Holy Spirit leads you. And then I'm going to, I'm just going to join in with you.
Okay. You know, Father, we love you so much. We're your children, and oh my goodness, we want to see your kingdom come and be established on the earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to agree with you for your heart, for your desires to be done. So, Father, so many times when I'm praying, I don't always know how to articulate in my English language what I hear you saying. So I pray in the Spirit, because the Spirit knows the heart and the mind of God, because He is God. And so I just surrender my voice to speak your words, whether they be in English, in any known language, are in the language of your Spirit.
That's right.
So, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for what you are doing in this nation and the nations around the world, Father.
Yeah.
I thank you that you long to break out and break in on us more than we even desire it.
Yeah.
And I hear you saying to me these last few days, you just keep talking about trust, trusting you,
yes,
trusting you. So, Father, we just agree with you that we trust you. We trust you, Father, that the word trust and faith are synonymous.
Yes.
We thank you, Father. We believe you. We believe your word. We believe you for your breaking out as a mighty king coming for his bride.
Yes.
You're coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle. And you want to purify us and
yes,
make us holy.
Yes.
You desire that your bride stand up and be holy and represent you in this earth.
Yes.
That we be kind and loving.
Yes.
But that we say it the way you say it.
Yeah.
We call sin, sin.
That's
we
right.
do not condemn people, but we do condemn sin, Father.
Right.
We love people because you love people. You love us. And none of us walks in perfect perfection every moment of every day. We need you. We need your conviction, Holy Spirit. We need you desperately.
Yes, we do.
We need your love.
Yes,
we need
do.
Your wisdom. We need your power. We must have you. Without you, we have no hope.
That's right.
There is no hope, Father,
right.
without you. But, Father, because of you, because of your Spirit, because of the precious blood of Jesus,
yeah.
we have such great hope, and we trust you.
Yes,
we are looking to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father, we know as believers that it begins with us, that judgment begins with the household of God,
mm-hmm.
but also revival begins with the household of God.
Yes.
And your judgment is a loving act. It is not a cruel act.
Yeah.
You are a loving God who judges sin to cause us to walk in righteousness and in holiness,
yes.
so that when your Spirit is poured out, it does not destroy. It does not destroy your bride, but we are prepared before the wedding.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. We are prepared to receive your light
yes.
and your righteousness and
yes.
your glory, Father, that you long to pour out on the body of Christ in
Amen.
Every nation, Father,
Amen.
In every tribe, in every tongue.
Yes.
And Father, we are asking you for a breakout of your Spirit.
That's right.
In every place, in our homes, in our businesses, in schools, in college campuses,
That's right.
in police stations, Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Father, we're crying out for the fire stations and the
That's
police
right.
stations to
That's
be
right.
places of revival.
Yes.
In funeral homes, there
yes.
be great joicing
yes.
at knowing where the loved ones have gone, that
yes.
there is eternal life, that there is hope. Father, we are asking you for to raise up men and women out of obscurity, young women, young men,
That's
Father.
Right.
We
right.
are thanking you for raising up young men and young women on the college campuses, on the
yes.
high school campuses,
yes.
even children in grade school, even children in nursery schools, Father.
Yeah.
You said that your praise is perfected in the mouths of babes and sucklings.
That's right.
And you use children, Father. You can speak and use children in mighty ways. So, Father, we are asking you, in Jesus' precious holy name,
yes.
to pour out your Spirit,
yes.
to pour out your Spirit on our sons and our daughters, that they will prophesy, and that the old men and the old women will dream dreams and will speak these dreams, and Father, that you will give hope to the hopeless, Father.
That's right.
That your breakout will come into drug rehabilitation centers.
Yes.
That people will be so filled with the
yes.
Holy Spirit
yes.
that they will be instantaneously delivered from all addictions in the name of Jesus.
Oh, that's right.
They will be free, that the chains and the fetters that have bound them, that they will be released, and they will go out and be street creatures, Father.
Yeah.
They will go into the byways and the highways,
yes,
into the schools, Father, into the every place that you open a door, and they will tell of the miraculous deeds, the miraculous deliverances and healing.
Oh, yes.
The healing of marriages, Father.
Oh, yes.
The healing, Father,
yes,
of physical bodies, the healing of minds, Father. Oh, Father, we need you. We need you. We desperately need you. Precious, precious Father, in the precious holy name of Jesus.
Thank you.
And by the power of the blood of Jesus, we ask you, Father, for your great grace and your great mercy, Father.
Yes. Yes.
Your mercy, Father, and
yes,
your grace poured out upon your people to turn from our wicked ways, to turn from our wicked ways, from our ways of complacency, Father, for our ways of prayerlessness, Father,
yeah,
for business as usual, not understanding the times, not understanding how precious your word is, how precious your spirit is,
yeah,
how desperately we do need you.
Oh, yes.
Oh Jesus,
yes,
we love you. We,
yes,
love,
Lord,
you. We love the secret place.
Yes,
we,
Lord,
must have personal secret places with,
thank you, Jesus,
in order to hear you and walk with you,
yes,
in holiness, Father,
yeah,
in righteousness,
yes,
in unity, Father.
Yes,
we must walk in unity, Father.
Yes,
we need your spirit to be poured out,
yes,
as oil upon us,
yes,
to,
Lord,
unify our hearts and make us one with you as Jesus prayed.
Yes.
Oh, Father.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Boriantare sala di apuriantro pocostateata. Brote tambasara ipiti tandiatara vasitriata. We trust you with all our heart.
Yes,
we do not lean to our own understanding. We don't understand the things that are going on around us, Father. We do not understand what's happening in our world. But we trust you.
Yes, we,
because,
do,
we know you are in control. And you do know what's going on.
Yes, we do.
And we bless you, and we praise you, and we worship you, and we honor you.
Yes, Lord.
And we say, like in the words of Habakkuk, when he was crying out for his nation and his people, and he says, though the fig tree would not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vine, there be no olives, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet we will praise you.
Yes.
We will trust you,
yes,
God, of our strength,
yes,
and our personal bravery.
Yes.
You are our God. You are our God.
Yes.
We trust you, Father.
Yes.
We trust you, Father, and you cause our feet to be like hinds' feet.
Yes.
To be like the feet of a swift and agile, sure-footed deer. You,
yes,
cause us to walk and not stand in terror, but to walk making steady spiritual progress on the high places, the things that the enemy has raised up that seem like mountains that are immovable.
That's right.
But we see those mountains as the mountains that we cry, grace, grace,
yes,
grace,
yes,
to those mountains,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. We cry grace to every mountain,
yes,
that the enemy has raised against this nation.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father, and we bless you, Father, that you cause us to walk up on those high places and that you make them a level plain. You cause them to be a level plain as you place our feet on your feet and we step out in you with our feet on your feet. Father, we thank you. I just see that image of a daddy lifting up his child and saying, look at that mountain.
Yeah.
Does that mountain look big to you? And we go, yes, daddy. And he said, well, watch this. and he puts us down on his feet like daddies do with their little children sometimes, and we feel the strength of Father's foot and his leg lifting up, and our foot is on top of it.
Yeah.
And that foot comes down on that mountain, and what happens? It's nothing but a heap of dust.
That's right.
And it becomes a level plain.
Yeah.
With shouts of grace to our Father. Mm-hmm. Grace, grace, we thank you for grace. Grace to make those mountains into molehills,
yes,
and
Lord,
into level plains before,
yes,
our God. As we walk with him, as we lean into him,
yes,
we trust in him with all our heart. We do not lean to our own understanding, but we lean into Father. We thank you, Father. We rely on you. We rest in you. We trust you, Father. You are our God.
Yes.
You are great and mighty.
Yes.
There is no contest,
yes,
between you and evil.
That's right.
You are so far above.
That's right.
Father, you are our all in all. You are almighty God. You,
yes,
are most high God.
Yes.
There is no God except you.
That's
you,
right,
are the only true and living God.
That's,
and,
right,
we just want to acknowledge that and worship you and,
yes,
say,
Lord,
yes, Father, we love you. We invite you to come into our nation.
That's right.
And be who you are,
yes,
mighty, strong,
yes,
mighty conqueror, Father,
yes,
raising up your army of people,
yes,
to go out in love and in victory and in wisdom, Father,
yes,
speaking truth in love,
yes,
not getting entangled in the debates and the anger of this world,
that's,
Father,
right, that's,
but,
right,
speaking in peace and truth and love and righteousness, and embracing human beings that are hurt,
yeah,
and confused, Father.
Yeah.
We cry out, Father, for those who have been misled,
that's right,
and misguided and entangled in all manner of evil,
yes,
and have been hurt by cruel religious spirits,
yeah,
Father, who, yeah, have been driven away from your sweet presence.
That's right.
By the anger of man that does not produce the righteousness,
that's,
of,
right,
God.
That's right.
Oh, Father, forgive us.
Yes,
forgive,
Lord,
us, Father. We repent of religious, angry spirits.
That's right.
And we rely on your love to heal and to bind up the brokenhearted.
Yes, we do.
Use us as instruments of your peace, O God. Use us as instruments of your joy, O God. Use us, Father.
That's right.
Use us to
that's
draw,
right,
men and women and children back to you.
Yes, O God.
To be instruments of your peace.
Yes, O God.
Of your mercy, of your grace, Father. And of your truth, Father. That we would speak the truth in love, Father. We thank you, Father, God.
Yes,
we bless you, Father. We praise you, Father.
Thank
you alone are worthy.
Thank
it's
you,
for you, your kingdom. It's your kingdom we are calling,
that's,
for.
Right.
Your kingdom come.
Yes, Lord.
Your will be done on earth, in every nation, in every tribe, in every tongue.
Yes, Lord.
As it is in heaven.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord. Yes, Lord. And Deborah, would you help me just pray right now that God will raise up more intercessors, people that really have it in their heart to begin to cry out and pray, but they don't know really how to release what's inside of them,
mm-hmm,
and but we know that once the flow starts, then those prayers just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe,
mm-hmm,
that a true intercessor, when they start praying, they may be concentrated on one thing that is in their heart. But as they begin to intercede on behalf of someone or something or some people group, we know that intercession moves into a whole new dimension of things that the Holy Spirit puts in their heart to pray about. And we know that God can do anything, but he won't do anything except we pray. So he responds to our prayers. So you might just pray a prayer for intercessors or any instruction you may have for people that say, I really have in my heart to spend extended times in prayer, but just not sure how to release all of that.
Well, it's interesting that you would ask me to pray that, because it's a walk I've walked for many years, and I many times I don't feel like I've gotten very far, but I know that there's a burning desire within myself, and I know many other people, to pray. I don't always answer that call, but God is so faithful, and he continues to draw. And so, Father, I just pray that you would help us all, especially those of us who have this call as an intercessor. To me, an intercessor is someone who, I'm not a public speaker usually, and I don't really like to, you know, talk to large groups of people, but I love to be alone with God or with just a small group of people who are like-minded to intercede and just be with God. And in my day, whatever I have to do, my heart is, as soon as I can get to that, you know, well, obviously in the morning, the first thing I want to do is get up and be with him.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, I look for little times. Now, I mean, when I'm washing dishes or clothes or doing whatever it is I do during the day, I'm talking to him. I'm listening. I do a lot more listening than talking.
Yeah.
But it's my heart to just be with him. And how you were describing just a few minutes ago is exactly what happened. I start out and I think sometimes I'm just worshiping him. I just love him and I want to be with him, and I just singing to him, worshiping him. And before I know it, I'm off in somewhere that he wanted to go that I didn't know we were going. And there have been times when I've found myself even seeing a situation that doesn't happen a lot, but it happens. And I've prayed for people in other countries. I've seen their situations. Probably I'll never meet them or know. I just have to trust by faith that that's the Holy Spirit taking me there. And, you know, just knowing what's happening and praying for that. And so, but there is a struggle and a wrestle with, I guess, making the time to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's choosing to go be with him instead of sometimes going out to lunch with a friend or going to a movie. And I'm not saying that you can never do those things. I'm just saying there are times when he's drawing and you just, if you don't answer that call, you're miserable. So Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray for those, especially who are intercessors and have burdens like that, to pray that you would help us, Father, that you would help us and give us understanding, that you would help us not to beat ourselves up when we miss it, and that you would continue to draw us with that longing for you, that you would help us see that any time is the right time to pray.
Yeah.
That we can pray in the Spirit wherever we are, driving down the road, doing whatever menial task we think we have to do, that those are just as precious times to you as times of complete separation, where we sit down and purpose to just spend time with you.
That's right.
You have shown up to me, Lord, in situations that I never dreamed. I was just giving myself to prayer while I was making a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I'm praying for that child.
Mm-hmm.
Or for another child.
Yeah.
Father, you are so gracious.
Yes, you are.
And boundless in your love.
Yes,
and
you are.
I thank you, Father, that you do give great grace. And I ask you, Father, to raise up many, many more intercessors, Father.
Yes, Lord.
People who say, what can I do? I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a this. I'm not a that. We can all give ourselves to God in prayer. We can all surrender our tongue to him in prayer. And just ask him what his heart is. What's your heart, Lord? Can I help you pray your heart today?
Yeah.
And he'll always say yes, because he loves that.
That's right.
And in the midst of that, we get to have an incredible closeness with God that I'm not sure you can get any other way. It's a precious thing to be called of the Lord, to speak his heart back to him.
Yeah.
In the praying in the spirit and praying his word back to him.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, precious thing. So Lord, I ask you to raise up intercessors in this nation and the nations of the world.
Yes.
And I thank you for those that you have already raised up. Let us pray in concert together, Father.
That's right.
For the things of your kingdom, for the things of your heart to be accomplished, Father.
Yes.
We appreciate you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We appreciate your presence.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
You're here with us, that you're with each person listening to this broadcast.
Yes.
And we just bless them, Father. We bless them with a heart that so longs for you.
Yes,
we thank you, Father. They wouldn't be tuning in if they didn't desire more of you.
That's right.
So we ask you, Father, to fulfill that heart desire that you've placed there for more of you, Lord.
Yes.
More of you. More of you, Father.
Yes.
And even more as we see the day approaching, Father.
That's right.
These are the best of times and the worst of times.
That's right.
And Father, it's the great and terrible day of the Lord that's coming.
Yeah.
And we look fully to you with great hope in our heart, trusting you that whatever you allow to come is for our good.
That's right.
We trust you, Father.
Yes, we do.
We trust you.
Yes,
for the
we do.
Joy that is set before us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You help us to endure.
That's right.
Just like Jesus did.
That's right. That's right.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I just set myself in agreement with Deborah Davenport here today that you are raising up people who pray prayers of agreement, private prayers, corporate prayers. But, Lord, if there's ever a need for people who will intercede, as Abraham did for the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, standing before the Lord, appealing on behalf of those two cities, I know that you're raising up intercessors like Deborah Davenport on with us today and other people, men and women, not to come together for discussion, or come together for debate, or even for teaching sessions. But I believe you're raising up not only individual intercessors, but I believe you're raising up groups of people who will come together and will intercede as the Holy Spirit directs on behalf of of this nation in particular, their city, their church, whoever it may be. And I'm so thankful today that as we intercede, because it's the most unselfish thing that we can do, when we pray prayers of petition, we're praying for our children, grandchildren, our spouse, whoever it may be, and those are important prayers. When we pray the hedge of protection, we're praying for safety. But the most unselfish thing we can do, Lord, is we pray on behalf of somebody else, interceding, maybe somebody that we don't even know, we've never heard of before. And we know that Teen Challenge was birthed because a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson saw two young men on the front page of the New York Times, and he began to intercede for those men. And that led to the founding of Teen Challenge, which has helped millions of young people. Yes. So as we begin to intercede, it may be the picture on a newspaper or hear a name on the news, whatever it may be. Maybe someone that we know and the Holy Spirit puts in our heart. But we just pray, Lord, that you'll raise up intercessors, individual intercessors, and groups of people that have that passion and that desire to intercede on behalf of others. So I just set myself in agreement with Deborah today. And Lord, I know that intercessors are playing a major part. Intercessors tell the prophets what they are hearing, and the prophets declare what they're seeing. And they also declare what the intercessors are hearing in their prayer closet. And I know that prophetic ministry and intercessory ministry works hand in hand, walks closely. And so we just know that we are a team working together. And Lord, we don't believe you're finished with America. We intercede That's on right. behalf of this nation right now.
Yes.
We desperately need you.
Yes, we do.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for being on on BPN today. And I know that you are one that is a loyal prayer with us, and you know, really know your heart, and love you and your husband Brian and y'all's passion to see thy kingdom come and the will of God be done.
Yeah.
And you know, I invite, I invite you and other intercessors to share with me what you're hearing in the prayer closet, and so that I can proclaim it on the wall, what the intercessors are hearing, and what the prophets are seeing. These are momentous times, but I just have this assurance in my heart that God is not finished with America, and He desires to break out, or there to be an outbreak in pockets across America that will extend to nations of the world. So thank you for your prayers, and it's always a delight to have you on from time to time. And
thank you so much, Brother Dale. And could I say something real quick?
Sure. Sure.
Okay. I would like to encourage all the listeners. Dale hasn't said anything to me about this or asked me, but it's just been on my heart that to support BPN radio, whether it's a small or a great gift, I just ask you as a sister in Christ to support this work financially every month. It's the heart of God, and so we need to support financially because it costs something. Everything that's worth something costs something. It costs us our time, and it costs financial resources as well. And so if you value this, which I believe you do, or you wouldn't be listening, then I ask you to also bless the Lord by blessing BPN Radio with financial support on a monthly basis. And I bless every one of you for doing this. I believe that the Father will multiply back to you, and you will receive a prophet's reward for supporting the prophet. So I just bless you all in Jesus' name, and I thank you for this opportunity. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Deborah. I appreciate that, and God bless you and all that you put your hand to do, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you for praying, praying and interceding for BPN Radio. God bless
you. You're very welcome.
Yeah, you have
God
a good day.
You.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lord.
Come away with me. To the secret place. Where you can hear me speak. Where you can know my presence. Come away with me into my embrace. Let me take you deep. Oh, come taste and see. There's no winter freeze, and the storm is over. Come away with me. Let me see. Let me hear you speak. Oh, your voice is sweet. The flowers appear. Around the earth. The sound of doves throughout the land.
We just desire to come away with you. Song written by Godfrey Bertel and recorded live when Godfrey and I were ministering at Waverley Abbey in Waverley Abbey near London, England. Come away with me. And Godfrey Bertel and I will be ministering together again on the 5th day of July of this year at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. So come away and pray. And so I trust that you've enjoyed the broadcast today. Thank you for praying with us as we call for intercessors, as we call for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, because we believe there is hope for our nation. If you'd like to help us with a broadcast, you can go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on the donate button. You can use your debit card, credit card, PayPal, or send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible. Thank you for praying with me here today on this Thursday on BPN Radio. Thanks again to Deborah Davenport, intercessor from Rockwall, Texas. A lot of things have come out of Rockwall over the years, some incredible, wonderful intercession and prayers and influence from that city in the state of Texas. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time, anytime. Dr. Larry Martin will be on with us, and a tremendous revivalist. And Dr. Larry Martin and I are going to be ministering together on the broadcast tomorrow. I trust that you'll join us. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, and we'll be back tomorrow at the same time or anytime. We just ask that God bless you and that you have a wonderful day today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.